Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Trisha is to help you awaken your dormant feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. EST, and 7 p.m. BST. On the Awakening Talk Show, we have some very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. And our question as ever is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, welcome, dearest hearts, because today I am so excited, I am blessed, I am deeply honored to say that we are joined by Lorna McLean. Lorna is a dear friend, and we go back a long way. We've worked together a lot over the years, and here in Glasgow in Scotland, she is a highly respected Reiki master and teacher, founder of the Reiki Gatherings in Glasgow, and she also brings forward goddess and tantric work as part of her in-depth portfolio of therapies. She's an intuitive person, she's a channel. In fact, she's got one of the biggest hearts I've ever come across. She is just awesome and a beautiful, loving spirit, and she's spreading love wherever she goes with this huge heart of hers. And she's got this wee byline everywhere she goes. She says, it's all about love. And she's got it so right. So without further ado, let's say hello and welcome Lorna. Hi, Lorna. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you, Patricia. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, it's lovely to welcome you here, Lorna. And I know maybe you're not just au fait with doing radio shows, but I can assure you that we're just going to divinely, femininely flow through the whole thing. So just, you know, chill out, as they say.
I'll do that.
Do you know when I wrote the little bit for the show this week, just to put it up online, I put in a walk on the wild side. And I called it that because I want us to go into your world of Reiki, but I reckon I want to start with this Tantra world. And I've got a few questions. I guess I'd love to know how it empowers today's women and helps them to stand in their goddess power, or divine feminine, as I would call it. But first of all, I wondered if our listeners, like me, are a bit confused, and I have to own totally, I was really, at some point in my life, put off Tantra by the connotations of it being vaguely a sexual thing and da-da-da. And because of that, it did get bad press. So what is it? What does it do? Can you give us the essence, the bigger picture of it?
Well, Patricia, it's one of those questions, isn't it? And I think that if you asked 100 people who had some awareness of Tantra, you'd probably get 100 different answers. So to be honest, I can only speak from my own experience of the way that I choose to live and walk my path. And there's so much to learn. Yeah, and I feel that I'm just scratching the surface, but I guess Tantra is everything. And I understand what you're saying about the sexual connotations of this.
Mm. Well, yeah, I think Sting said something and then the press picked it up and as ever focused on that aspect, nothing else, and they vilified it, basically.
That's right. And I think that here in the West, Tantra is often misunderstood. And some people who ask about Tantra usually say it's got something to do with sex. And I think because of the bad press that it's had here, or maybe it's got something to do with the Kama Sutra. So it makes it appear that it's mostly about sex.
Okay, well, but I suppose... Yeah, you've got the opportunity tonight to debunk that. So take it, because there's loads of people listening.
Thank you, Patricia. I think for me, as well as being human, we're also physical and emotional, spiritual beings, but we're also sensual and sexual beings. So yes, there is sex involved in Tantra, but it's just an aspect of a tantric path. And just as sex is an aspect in any other way of life. But Tantra is deeply rooted in the East, Tibet and India, China and Japan, and it's said to go back many thousands of years and can be found in practices such as Buddhism and Hinduism and yoga. And these practices differ widely.
Okay, so, I mean, are you saying that Tantra then would be a comprehensive way of living life the same way as being a Buddhist would be, or being into Reiki? Is it that big? Because, as I say, I don't know.
Well, as I say, I can only go from my own personal experience. And for me, it's become very much a spiritual path for me and a way of being with the Reiki and with Tantra. And just being much more present and conscious in my daily life and the way that I choose to interact with people, with family and friends and with nature and the planet that we live on. It's a good spiritual practice and it offers great tools for personal growth and connection.
Yeah, and presumably it's bringing forward mindfulness and awareness, and so therefore it is very much like Buddhism, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, yes.
So what kind of people do you find come to you? What brings them to you for Tantra, for example? What would they be, their motivations be?
Okay, well, I find both females and males come to me, and some of them come along for Reiki or Tantra or any other therapy, and they don't necessarily know why they've come. It's just that they feel drawn to maybe the energy that I put out. I don't know, but certainly it's very interesting, because it's every kind of situation that we could come across. People will come for whatever reason they need healed. It's a healing for me, the way that I work with healing energy, and the Tantra is a very healing method and a way of working. And when I first came to Tantra, it was my own curiosity, Patricia, that led me to this.
Do you know, I can remember when you did, though. I must just chip in there, because I remember you phoned me and you said, you know, I'm very drawn to this, but I'm not sure if I should do it or put it up my web. And again, that was the slight dark shadow over it. But, you know, you've really grown through that, Lorna. I can see that in you, and you've embraced the whole thing, which is beautiful.
Thank you. Certainly there was a bit of fear attached to it for me. And I think I was probably more concerned of what other people might think, because there was such a taboo at the time about the subject and about people's misunderstanding, as we said earlier, and about it being more to do with sex, where that's not actually necessarily the case. And I think that once I had actually taken some training in Tantra ways and looked at different teachings, and there came a point where I felt I was ready to take it forward, but there was still this fear that I spoke to you about at the time, Patricia. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that once I'd spoken with my friends, and both male and female friends, to see, look, how does this look, you know? Spoke with my parents about it, because I thought they'll probably feel really this is something quite strange. And also I spoke with my daughter Rachel about it. And then I took some spiritual guidance from both yourself and from another gentleman through in Edinburgh. And I was absolutely clear at that point that this was the way to go and to take this forward for people. And I'm so glad that I did. It's really a calling, I think, for me. And there's only certain people that would want to do this work.
I think it is a calling, absolutely, Lorna, but it's also the answer for a lot of people, because, you know, we have grown up in times of, certainly my parents were suppressed a lot sexually. You know, there was no acknowledgement, for example, of homosexuality or anything like that. in our household, sex was not, you just didn't go there. Nobody talked about it. And I guess, you know, I'm a bit older than you, but, you know, that was a learned behaviour. So in actual fact, we've all become quite, or we did become quite uptight about it. Would you agree?
Very much so. And I think in the west of Scotland, certainly here, many of my clients have actually spoken about their concerns about being so shut down as children and even young adults. And it's all programming, as you know. And I think that, you know, stepping into the power of Tantra is a really brave move for a lot of people, you know. But actually, I notice it with the younger ones nowadays, with my daughter and her friends, and they're able to talk much more openly than we were. And so this is a great thing.
Well, I agree with you entirely. It just, you know, it opens up the whole body, the physical, mental, emotional and spiritual aspects, which is what life is all about. But, you know, what, Lorna, this is fascinating stuff, and thank you for showing up to discuss it with us. But right now you're listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating information with our wonderful guest, Lorna McLean. So stay tuned.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, everyone, and we're back on the Awakening Talk radio show with Patricia. And just to let you know, that was a track from Tim Wheater's new CD, which is coming out very soon, called Divine Feminine, and we had the denouement of that, if you like, last week. So get onto his site, timwheater.com, and order your copy. Now, we are chatting with Lorna, and we're listening to her enlightening information about Tantra so far. We've still got more to come with Reiki, etc. But before we go there, just to mention as well that the first listener who contacts us here will receive a free 1-hour soul empowerment coaching session, one-to-one with me, over the phone or by Skype. And we'll have a look at your life and your work and what is for your highest good and greatest joy. So please phone in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, in addition to that, Lorna is offering a free healing session over the phone or by Skype, and she could also attune you to Reiki. So whatever you want, Lorna is there. You just need to leave your details and, you know, she will get in touch with you. So phone in 1-800-930-2819 and leave your details if you would like a healing. And I can tell you from experience, Lorna is a wonderful channel for this healing energy known as Reiki. It is the foundation not only to her life but also to mine, and I really highly recommend it. So please do, let's hear from you. Now, Lorna, welcome back to this next bit.
Thank you.
Let's continue. I know that you would like to share a chant with everybody, and I would certainly love to join in that with you. So would you like to tell us a bit? Is it a tantric chant?
Well, this is more of a chakra chant, and it can be based loosely around sort of kundalini energy, but we're not going to do a particular kundalini exercise, just a chakra chant today. This is a very short version of a chanting meditation that I've just adapted to suit the time that we have here. And it intends to raise energy from the base of the spine and evenly distribute it along our energy centres of the body. So if everybody just wants to sit comfortably and just feel a bit more grounded, and just open your heart and allow yourself to breathe. And just inhale into your tummy, let's allow the breath to fill your body. And breathe all the way up. And exhale and release from your collarbone and your ribs and your belly. And continue this deep breathing while we're doing this chant. And we're going to be working basically with Om. Everyone probably is aware of Om. But we're going to put a letter in front of each one, which relates to each chakra. And we're starting at the base chakra. So if you take a nice deep breath, the first Om will have an L in front of it. So it'll come out as Lom. And I'm just going to chant that for you just now, and you can join in if you wish. So we're just starting focusing on the root or the base chakra. And the seed mantra for this chakra is Lom. So deep breath in. Long. And then another deep breath, and this time it's a V for Vom, and this is for the sacral chakra, so around the reproductive organs for Vom. And a deep breath in. And then the third chakra, we're moving our awareness more to the belly and the digestive area. And we start with R in front of Om, so it's Rom. So again, a deep breath in. And then allowing it to go with Rom. Rom. Notice that the tone of your voice changes without you even having any control over it. You'll notice mine altering. And then going to the heart center now, the fourth chakra, and this one we start with Y in front of Om, so it's Yom. So again, a deep inhale and Yom.
Yom.
just allowing yourself to hear whatever comes out is absolutely perfect. And then moving to the throat chakra, the center of communication, and this time it's an H in front of Om. And again, a deep breath in. Ho. And now to the sixth chakra, the third eye area between the brow, the center of intuition. And this time it's Shom in front of Om, S-H. And again, a deep breath in. Shom. And now to the crown chakra, the top of our head, your connection to all that is, the pure consciousness of the seventh chakra. And it's just Om on its own. So again, a deep breath in. Om. And just notice the vibration that you might notice in your body when you do that. And as I say, that's a very short, shortened version of a longer meditation that I would do with that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lauren, it was absolutely beautiful and very calming. I'm sure everybody listening would be doing that with us there. It's so simple. To me, it's like all spirituality. Simple. It's simple, isn't it? And absolutely, and divinely perfect within that. And I thank you for sharing that with us. And I know a lot of our sound healer friends are listening tonight. So if they haven't heard that one before, that's one for them.
But yeah, you know, I'm sure it's one that's quite well recognized, actually. So I'm sure that a few people will know it anyway, which is great.
Yes, it is. It's fabulous. Lorna, I'm going to turn you just in a slightly different direction, because I know when we first met, as you rightly say, you had just suffered the loss of your son, Jonathan. And I'm wondering now how things are now. That's about 5 years ago now. How has helped you? How has Reiki helped you to cope and deal with such a huge loss in your life?
Well, Patricia, you know, Reiki is such a huge part of my life, as you know, and since I've been awakened to it in 1996, to be honest, I'm unsure how I would have coped so well just without having Reiki in my life. And the many, many people have asked me how I can still remain so positive in my life with all the things that have happened, especially the loss of a child. It's a big one, obviously. And what I can say is that this energy that sustains us all, what we call Reiki, it's such an ancient energy that's always been with us, but it's a real cornerstone in my life, and it underpins everything in this life and beyond. Of that, I'm absolutely certain.
Absolutely. And, you know, have you found that you've been able to help other people suffering from grief?
Oh, very much so. I'm a great believer in that you attract what you know something about. And, you know, it was handed to me in a plate after Jonathan passed to Spirit Side. There was a month where I took some time to try and pull myself back into whatever was going to be, you know, normal life. And my first day back at work, I was working in a community health project in the East End of Glasgow. And my first day back at work, the first three clients who came to me who knew nothing about me had all lost a child. So I was faced with it there and then. And I've used my my experiences in life, including the loss of Jonathan, I use these experiences in my teachings, and I pass on this work, because it's all about love, as you know, Patricia, and it's so important to keep our vibration high. And I know that I'm still here, and I need to be here, because I'm still accomplishing my divine purpose on earth, and I still have work to do.
Yes.
And Jonathan comes in a lot anyway, you know, I mean, he's still around us very much so.
I wonder if he's listening tonight.
I'll bet he's right here. He'll be saying, "Go, Mom, you're on the radio."
Absolutely. But isn't that wonderful? And, you know, I'm so happy that we have that understanding. And I think that's part of our job, isn't it, to share the understanding that there is eternal life, and it all goes on, you know.
Absolutely. You know, I feel so blessed, Patricia, to be able to see life and what we call death through my own eyes the way that I do, because it's really helped in so many ways for myself and my family and for many, many people around me. So it's such a blessing. I can't even explain it.
Absolutely. And I know that you have a beautiful daughter as well called Rachel. We've just got a few seconds. Tell us about this thing that she's doing in Africa very quickly, Lorna.
Yeah, she's involved in a project called the Tukondri Youth Project in Africa, where she's been out there working with the people there and doing great things and making a big difference. And this is her opportunity to offer her service to the world in a beautiful way with all the healing ability that she has.
Well, that's amazing. And I know that she has a Facebook page and you can go on, and we're open to receiving donations to that.
Absolutely.
So please do. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
This is Patricia. You are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, we'll be hearing more from Lorna McLean and her Reiki and Tantric world. So please stay tuned. Well, hi, I'm Patricia, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And we are back with our wonderful guest today, Lorna McLean. So, Lorna, welcome back.
Thank you.
A question. How do you rate the power of Reiki healing amongst all the other healing modalities that are out there now, because there are loads of them?
Well, there certainly is, Patricia, and every day there seems to be a new word pop up for another therapy, and of course we know many of them. But there's so many forms of energy work too, and a lot of different names there, and there are many, many different types of Reiki as well. But for me, the bottom line is this: if your intention is pure and you choose to connect, then the energy will do the work. It can run through any therapy that I offer. And so the client is getting a double boost, if you like. So that's just got to be fabulous, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Do you subscribe to the theory then that it really is the same energy, the source energy that's flowing through, and what's in a name kind of thing?
Yeah, I do. I feel very much that it's a source connection, and we may all have a different way of finding it, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to, you know, there's all sorts of energies out there. Well, there's all sorts of names for energies.
Mm-hmm.
My own personal feeling is that if your intention is pure, you will connect to the right source of energy and it will flow for you.
Yes.
And you can only do good things with it.
Absolutely. And I'm totally with you on that one, because I really truly believe that the divine is also in every cell in our bodies, and the bringing channeling source through it just connects with all of that, and we become an instrument of the divine. That's how I would put it. But you know, I've heard you speak before about attuning children. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, Patricia, both my children were attuned to Reiki when they were only 9 years old, and that was at their own request, and it wasn't me that attuned them, because I wasn't a teacher at that time. And they've been brought up with all this wonderful stuff going on just as part of normal life. And I've worked with children now of all ages, and I've attuned a number of children. The youngest, I think, was probably 5 years old. And, you know, this is children just connecting to what they already know anyway. They're just finding it sooner than we did. And
yes,
they're so matter of fact about it. They cut through all the things that we adults can get ourselves tied up in knots about. So I just think it's great. I just wish that we could teach, Reiki to school children in schools, along with meditation. I've taken meditation and massage to children in schools. But the Reiki, we've got a few head teachers who have come to me and learned Reiki, which is fantastic. And they often offer it to the children in school where it's necessary, especially when there's, you know, little problems going on. So I think it would be a wonderful thing to get all our kids attuned to Reiki.
Well, I agree with you, Lorna. Have you gone to the Scottish Parliament with that? Do you think, you know, that I can't remember the guy's name, the Secretary for Education, but, you know, is it worth going?
It could be worth going. I know that Yeah, there's a number of therapists that are now working in schools, and I'm sure that one of us at some point are going to turn up at the Parliament doors and say, come on, guys, get your finger out, because really, you know, kids need something like this to help them. How many kids do you hear talking about stress? We never talked about stress when we were children. Yep.
No, absolutely not. No, but it is a different world.
And
you know, they're playing, a lot of the young boys are playing these horrible games on computers and things now, that all their attention focus seems to get sucked down that route, which I do feel is at the root of a lot of our problems just now. So if we could be engaging their energy in different ways, I think it would be wonderful. Lorna, I should have asked you ages ago, and I do apologize. What is your website? Tell us what your website is.
My website is very easy. It's www.lornamaclean.co.uk.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you about events now, because I know that once again you're bringing to Glasgow the Reiki Gathering. And which year, how many years have you been doing that now?
This will be the fifth year, and this year is happening on the 1st of September. And we have it booked for the wonderful Trades Hall in Glasgow, in Glasgow Street in Glasgow. And we've got some wonderful people lined up to speak and to play at it. And we've got some sound people there as well. We've got Peter Govan, who I think has been on your show before.
Yes,
he'll be doing some sound work. And also Suzanne
Harris.
We've
got Suzanne. Yes,
she's going to do
lovely.
Some singing bowl work with us, and we've got Zaria and Rachel's going to speak, and Liz will do some drumming.
Lovely.
So there's all sorts of things going on. It'll be a fabulous day again, as you know. They're always good days, aren't they?
Well,
and we've got our own website
wonderful.
For that as well.
Well, what is the web for that one?
Yeah, it's it's reikigatheringsscotland.co.uk.
That's good. And I hope Suzanne's going to play her crystal singing bowls, because she did that at a sound day that I did
I
a few
remember
years
that.
Ago. Really beautiful. So yes, that'll be fabulous. Okay, now you and I have got a wee ploy going on that we haven't really told anybody about.
Looking forward to that one.
I know, and I've forgotten the date of it. What's the date?
Well,
it's December.
It's on Sunday the 8th of December, and it's all about love and angels and ascended masters.
That's right. And we've got quite a lineup for that, haven't we? We've got all kinds of Ray Duncan, Angel Person, Jill Webster.
And Zaria Cullen coming along to that one as well.
Yes.
I mean, fabulous angel woman.
Oh, she's amazing. I love Zaria to bits. She's just effervescent.
She is indeed. And we'll also have Nancy Green. She does some fabulous art, and she channels the art through angelic work and also through Lucinda Drayton's music. So this should be something. Lucinda's going to try and make it to actually play for us on the day as well. So we'll see if that works out.
Yeah.
And we'll also have Mark Calvert doing some work with us, who's also a great angel man. And he's coming from a point of love as well. So it's going to be a great day.
I think it will be beautiful. I'm going to bring forward the Mary Magdalene sounds that are coming through me, and a bit about that as well. So, and because of that, I'm just going to hold my energy for that. Not, you know how I usually do all the MC stuff and everything. So, but I think I'll just hold my energy for that. So I think it's going to be a beautiful day. So I think, we'll be putting it out fairly soon, possibly best to get the Reiki gathering. But you know what I was thinking, Lorna, is that Lucinda Drayton, I think it's important to say that she's the singer with Bliss, and that
yes,
folk out
it
there,
is
it's 100,000 angels. Is
angels.
That what it was called?
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful,
what a voice.
Music. Absolutely fabulous music. So we'll have some of that up on our Facebook pages tonight, I think, just to let people share that if they want to tune in.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. So there's a lot happening. Now, what else do you offer? Let's pull it back into on an individual level. Obviously, you're attuning. You're attuned to all different levels, yes, of Reiki?
Yes, attuned to various different kinds of Reiki, also Karuna Reiki and Kundalini Reiki, as well as Usui. And I offer some smaller workshops in goddess energy, some space clearing workshops, things like that. And of course, one-to-one sessions for people for different therapies. It's all listed on the website.
Yes, and you're still doing the massage and things like that, yes?
Absolutely, yes. That's always doing the Reiki, massage, reflexology, and all the other therapies that I offer as well.
And if you had just one... It is. It's wonderful stuff, Lorna. I have experienced quite a bit of it, so I can, I'd recommend certainly the massage, go into a different world. I was just going to ask you one little question, and we haven't. I didn't flag up I was going to ask this. But, you know, if you had one life tip for our listeners, what would it be? What would this thing you would really need to share with them be?
I think for me, well, like you've said already, it's all about love, Patricia. And if we can open our hearts and just share ourselves with others and share that loving vibration, it's really, really simple to do just by making a, you know, a decision to do it. It's a choice. It's a choice to open your heart, and it's a choice to share the love. And this is what I offer in my interaction with everyone.
Well, do you know, that is just such a lovely way to put that. It is a choice to love or not. So what plans does Lorna McLean have now for the future?
Well, for the very near future, I'm about to take a short holiday to Portugal. I think I need a wee rest, so that's good. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, after all that work you do... I should think so, yes.
But certainly looking forward to continuing my journey with Reiki and Tantra, of course, and just connecting with the people that are meant to come into my pathway. And, you know, it's just, as I say, all about love and just connection. And this is just wonderful to be here at this time, because our consciousness is really being raised now at this time in our evolution. So it's exciting times.
Absolutely. And do you feel that Reiki is evolving?
Absolutely.
Do you feel that you're downloading new information, new energy? Is there anything coming forward where, for example, you might add on something, you know, with Lorna McLean? Okay, you've done your Reiki Masters now. Here's an advanced course or something like that. Because I'm kind of getting that as I'm speaking.
Yeah. There's various levels of Reiki, as you know, and there's various forms of Reiki. But what I notice is that every class I teach is different. It depends on the dynamics of the group. And often it might be two or three people, or it could be six or seven people or 10 people. It doesn't matter. But whoever happens to come that day are absolutely meant to be there. And every single class is different. So something else might come in. And sometimes I'm surprised. I still get gobsmacked by this because I think, gosh, I don't even know where that came from. So, yes, I think there's downloads coming through. And I think that this is happening more and more to people working in this energy, that we're noticing that just things are happening, everything's changing, and this is a great thing.
Yes, and I hope that you're making a note of those things, Lorna, because what I'm getting for you right now as we're speaking is that this needs to go down in a book or an e-book or a booklet, you know, the advance, something...
Yeah.
Something
I've been told, I've been told that there'll be a book at some point. I mean, whether that actually... Well, I don't know. I don't know whether it would be me that would actually sit down and write it. I might have to get somebody to help me with that because it's not really my thing. But there's certainly been... I've certainly had an interest in life. So I suppose I could write a book about that.
But you've got lots of little angelic helpers and alien rounds and brilliant helpers.
She so she would help you. I don't know what I'd do without her sometimes.
Oh,
so yes, absolutely. Alien would be right in there. So yeah, we've got all these wonderful people around us, Patricia. We're very, very blessed.
I just think it's amazing. It really is. It's a privilege to work with them. But listen, Lorna, thank you so much for taking time out of the busy life that you lead just to share all of that enlightening information. I feel I certainly know a heck of a lot more about Tantra. I think I just had the wee corner of the postcard, not the bigger picture. Now I feel I've got a handle on it, you know, and you really have explained a lot and cleared a lot up. So lots of love to you and to your beautiful daughter, and I hope to see you soon. All righty.
Well, thank you, Patricia. It's been an absolute joy and a pleasure to be here. Thank you again, and I'll speak to you soon.
Lots of love now. Okay, thank you. This is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, we'll share with you more ways to expand and amplify the divine feminine in your life. So please stay tuned.
Tune in each Sunday.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L. Shane.com or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Questions in consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Well, welcome back, everyone, and my sincere thanks to Lorna McLean. You've been listening to her talking and sharing with us about Reiki and Tantra. And, of course, all of that healing and activation, all of that very much just the right stuff for your inner goddess and the divine feminine. When you step into the power of that, when you reclaim your power, that's when you really begin to woman up, as we would say, and be all we can be. So thank you so much, Lorna, for being with us. And we hope you have wonderful events. We hope they go extremely well. But, you know, I'm just thinking at this stage, this is the last of this particular show live until August. We will be putting out some reprises of shows, a chance to listen again to some of the interviews that were taking place. But a big, big thank you. I really have to say thank you to the production team and the support team, because nothing happens without everybody being on board, and particularly Brian Sullivan, who has worked with me every week. And I think we've created a good relationship. We got on really well. I think he now speaks Scottish very well.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Let me tell you, it's been a pleasure to work with you. You won't be gone for long, as you stated.
No, I won't, Brian. I'll be back. I'm starting back in August. But the wonderful thing is we're just going to do a whole new rebirth. We're going to change the name of the show from The Awakening to Divine Divas. And it will be The Divine Divas Show. And that gives things away a little bit because I'll be on my own for the first few weeks. And then I'm going to be joined by some gorgeous goddesses who are going to co-present with me. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be light. It's going to be loving, inspirational, motivational. And we're going to carry this show forward. And we're going to touch people that we haven't so far managed to reach out to. So, Brian, again, many thanks. And also, there are other people in the background, like Kim and Linda Firing and Jessica and Chrissy and Chris as well, the boss.
On behalf of them, I thank you. We all thank you.
So, yes, it really has been great. And not least Pat Basile herself, because, well, she's been a real guide to me in many ways, mentoring me as well. And I'm so very grateful for that and for her presence, for all of your presences in my life. So just moving on, I'm just going to remind everybody about the giveaways that we're giving away tonight. And that's a 1-hour soul empowerment coaching session with me, or you can phone in for the free healing session with Lorna. But the number is critical. It's 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, from my heart to your heart, I really, really thank you listeners for listening to what we've been offering for the last 26 weeks. And I really do hope that your divine feminine core has activated and expanded and amplified. You know what? It is all about love. Lorna and I were talking about that. And sometimes there can be all kinds of barriers and blocks that actually stop us getting to that place within ourselves. And that is really what my purpose and passion is all about, is helping you lot out there just to get rid of those blocks and patterns. And they can come from ancestral stuff, past life stuff, galactic stuff. I mean, we've got to think big here, guys, because when I first started this work, if you told me I'd be channeling stuff from outer space or galactic beings, you know, I would have laughed. But we have to embrace this multidimensional life that we are living. And so hopefully we've opened some eyes. Hopefully you're seeing with new eyes. Hopefully we've opened your ears and you're hearing with new ears. And, you know, that is what it's all about. I've had a life that's taken me through the mill one way and another, and I bring all of that experience to being able to help you. And very much about helping women find their voices. And I think I've said before, the Dalai Lama saying it's we Western women who are actually going to make the shift. And it's because the feminine is the ingredient that is missing in the recipe of this world we live in. And we need to bring more of the loving, the nurturing, the caring to our world so that it will thrive. And again, that's where this wonderful radio station comes in, Transformation Talk Radio. It is all about being open to change and getting rid of the fears that would hold you back from changing and just being open, going with the flow. So if you would like to contact me, I would love you to contact me. My website is www.patriciairiskerrins.com. I have to say that I am going on a retreat, in a retreat for 2 months. I have a book that I am finishing, but I'll be back with you in August. We'll be launching this new show, the Divine Diva Show, I'm so excited about that. It's going to be great fun. Everybody's going to absolutely love it. But do go to my site, www.patriciairiskerrins.com, and sign up there for my newsletter. There will be one going out in June, and I can send you a free MP3 of some of the teleseminars that I've done, which were mighty powerful stuff on the run-up to 2013. Just to let you know, I will be in Eastbourne with my lovely friend Jo Beth Young, in September, the 21st, 22nd. We're going to have a ball. We're going to be singing and sounding and chanting. I'm in Baltimore in October with my beautiful American soul sisters. That's what they are, and they're just gorgeous. I will be in Ireland in November. And can I just tell you that I'm taking a group of people to Portugal also in November. So we're going to hone the prices down to the absolute minimum so that we can all have a week in the warmth. Can't promise a lot of heat then, but it'll be warmer than Scotland. But we're going to have a beautiful spiritual journey, an enlightening journey together. So that will be going up on site shortly. And I hope, you know, we can take about upwards of 20, I think maybe 25 tops. So it would be lovely just to share some divinely flowing harmony, heart work with you. And I'll be joined, co-presenting it will be my husband, Bill Cairns. So lots of lovely stuff to be shared there. And so my last message to you really is, keep creating a wonderful new you. You are a magnificent being of light. And you are worthy of the highest calibration of love. And that's what your angels and ascended masters are sending you right now. So this is Patricia saying goodbye for now, and may love walk with you wherever you go.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation, transformation, transformation.